you guys in the traffic center. My wife and granddaughter are driving through that Clearfield mess. They just said Ricky's steer got them through, and they appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate them listening. For those who are stuck in this mess, though, northbound I-15, let me just tell you, the delays will start prior to Gentile Street in Layton, and these are solid slowdowns. And if you're in this mess, you have to plan ahead to get over into the left lanes of traffic. It's all due to this accident, northbound I-15, 650 north in Clearfield. Now, some of the other streets in the area hitting the, taking up the overflow, you're going to see that about 1900 West, SR-193, and Highway 89, of course, all getting some of the slack from people trying to hop off of northbound I-15 to avoid this. Southbounders, now we have delays stretching from Riverdale past Hill Air Force Base, part of this due to curiosity slowing. Mark?
Oh, much thanks to all of our KSL traffic troopers, just first and foremost. And this afternoon, they're helping us, especially down on southbound I-15 south into the valley. Emergency traffic, several right lanes blocked southbound I-15 prior to Bangor Highway. This one looks bad. And of course, that's a terrible place to have a wreck. You are slow, almost solid right now from downtown Salt Lake City, almost all the way down to Point of the Mountain. You really may want to think about an alternate route or getting off the freeway. Northbound is not as bad, but you do have some steady delays in spots Draper up to downtown Salt Lake City. Good news, I-80 East has cleared through Sugar House, but we have some East Belt delays right now, southbound through the work zones coming towards Knutson's Corner. Every life has a story. When your story is told, how would you be remembered? John Jones climbed down at a Nutty Putty cave. This is his story, The Last Descent, in theaters now rated PG. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman has the KSL 7-Day Family.